Good morning, podcast audience. Again, it is Ken Hodge, branch president, Columbus, Ohio, National Postal Mail Handlers Union, with a podcast this morning designed to assist branch presidents with holding and scheduling union meetings. And naturally, if anything I'm about to share with you, you are already doing, then kudos to you. And you need to spread what you're doing to more branch presidents so that they can do it also. Union meetings. I think it's no secret that primarily or customarily, a lot of members do not show up to union meetings. That's not only in the mail handler craft, that's in the letter carrier craft, maintenance, supervisors, and postmasters as well. But one thing that I found, that we can do as branch presidents, if we really want to make our meetings successful, and what I mean by successful is we get a larger number of employees attending the meeting, then we have to be inviting. And what I mean by inviting, we have to select a location that's accessible from the workplace or in the general area. We have to select times and dates that will most benefit or best benefit the greater number of mail handlers. And let's be realistic. You are one bad mamma jamma if you can get every member to most of your meetings. In fact, if you can get every member to any one meeting in a 10-year span, you are doing an awesome job. Trust and believe me when I tell you that. Members primarily do not come to union meetings, do not support the union meetings, but we have to change that, folks. We have to change that. And once we have a nice or suitable location, we have to, it's a must that we provide refreshments at the meeting, because you have to remember, I know it might sound very odd, but I have to do something above and beyond, a little extra, to motivate the member to come to a meeting. Because if I'm having a union meeting and members are not attending, then that's just time wasted. But rather than waste time, if I spend a lot of time advertising the meeting, promoting the meeting, making sure members are aware of the date and time of the meeting, maybe have a couple of key bullets that we're going to talk about. Again, once I'm local president, one key bullet you'll be able to have on a great number of your meetings will be someone from headquarters will be attending your meetings. So again, if the members know headquarters involved, they'll come out. Most people don't get to see members of their headquarter element except for on mass media. So it'd be a good opportunity for the headquarter element to meet members, talk to members, and when members understand that there is a new vibe at headquarters, there's a new sense of leadership, I guarantee you, attention in the union will increase, participation in union meetings will increase, but as branch presidents, we have to be on the forefront championing this cause right now, and we have to do a more concerted effort at rallying our members to union meetings. And again, if you haven't done that in the past, I'm not saying anyone has or anyone hasn't, but if you haven't done that in the past and you begin to do that now, you send an additional message to your members that, hey, wait a minute, maybe branch president's been asleep for a little while, but I don't know what's going on, but it's got him up, it has gotten her up. So if branch pres is now excited about something, let me check this out. Maybe I need to be excited also. So again, the branch president, the enthusiasm you put out when promoting your union meetings goes a long way. If you get excited about it, your excitement will go to the members, and we will have better participation at all of our union meetings. In Columbus, Ohio, during my active administration, I had a different approach to union meetings. When I had union meetings, I would always rent the space from a hotel. I would always provide refreshments. In fact, my chief steward, we would have contests to see who could provide the better quality gourmet donuts for the meetings. But again, because we had enthusiasm in putting together those meetings. And one other thing that I always did was I always had three meetings. Yes, when I rent the space for the from the hotel, because we were going to be doing it quarterly, they gave me a really good rate. Mind you, 90%, I think the first time my union meeting, the local paid for it. After that, they paid none of this. So every union meeting, two or three more, that all came out of my pocket in the pockets of one of my stewards. So I would make sure I have three meetings. I would instruct or ask the chief stewards on each tour, what is the best time for your members to attend a union meeting? So in other words, on every union meeting day, I had three meetings, one for tour one, tour two, tour three. Again, a little overboard, but to show members if the headquarters, well, in this case, if the branch president and the chief stewards are going through this much trouble to make sure I am available to attend a union meeting, then you know what? Maybe I'll attend. And I think we had some quality meetings. For the meetings, I would ask that the chief stewards sit up front for the union meeting for their tour. Again, just so we provide structure. And I think it was pretty awesome. But again, we put work into that. There were signs hung around the post office weeks in advance that we're having a union meeting. So it wasn't that it just happens. We put work into that. And I hope more branch presidents would do that, because I'm not really seeing that particularly in my branch in Columbus, Ohio. I'm not even going to go any further with that. We'll just use it as, I think the one of the mail handlers coined a phrase, ATM. ATM. Another teaching moment. Yes, another teaching moment. Hey, members, but you got to get involved and you got to start asking about union meetings. And I know you shouldn't have to ask, but sometimes, you know, everybody could use a little nudge. So you got to start getting active in your branch. And again, there are issues that need to be discussed, and you can't really discuss them during the work time. But again, when you have a good union meeting and it's set up properly, that's an excellent opportunity for the branch president and the chief stewards to convey information from the local headquarters and the Postal Service. Hey, just let's fast forward to 2020 just for a second. And one of the things as local president I'm going to make sure of is that when it's time for your union meetings, I'm going to make that money available to you so that you can host, let's use that word, you can host a excellent union meeting for your branch, and you can host these meetings quarterly. So again, I'm not going to be tight with the money. I just want you to know that. Now, don't get me wrong. We're not going to spend foolishly, but I'm going to spend a little more excessively when it comes to branch presidents attempting to have meetings and have functions in their branch. Again, I think that'll be a new era of accounting that the local will get used to under my presidency. We'll just shift money that we're paying somewhere that we really don't need to be paying, and we'll convert that money back to the branches so you can have quality union meetings just as a start. Yes, that was a campaign pledge. But again, that's how I want to run the local. So again, union meetings are important. And again, if I have the opportunity or when I have the opportunity, I'm going to show my support from the local level that will definitely encourage the branches to get active, have a good meeting, and let's make members proud to be part of Local 304. And when I say proud, I really should say prouder, more proud, depending on where you are. But listen, I have to, as I end this podcast today, I have to ask my podcast audience, and particularly Local 304, do I sound like a person that's anti-union? Do I sound like a person that's not qualified to lead the branch and eventually lead the local? And if you know me, then you know when you hear my podcast, that's me speaking to you. That's who I am. That, you know, it's sometimes I can be a little rough with the words, but everything that I say is about building a stronger union. So when you hear these stories, or you keep hearing how the local is trying to make me disappear or silence my voice, I want you to understand, this is the voice. This is the voice that says, hey, that's not right, and let's address it. See, this is the voice that motivates others to look around and say, you know what? How about if we start doing things the right way? See, if we do things the right way, then we can better judge or gauge if we're getting a fair share or not. Yeah, this is the voice that your local headquarters is trying very hard to silence. I say, again, I'm going to keep going as long as I can keep going, but support the 180-degree movement, and again, be active, become more vocal in what you like and what you don't like about your union, because only your voice is going to ever bring about a change. Again, support 180-degree New Direction, Kenny Hodge, local president, and let's get this show on the road.